Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. The day.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Writer E. Jean Carroll taking the stand in the second day of her civil battery and defamation case against former President Donald Trump.
Are you looking forward to testifying today?
The first question her attorney asked, why she finally took her case to court. I'm here because Donald Trump raped me.
Oh,
and
God.
When I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back. Carroll alleges Trump raped her in a department store in the 1990s.
It was a fight. I want women to know that I did not stand there. I did not freeze. I was not paralyzed. It was over very quickly. It was against my will, 100%, and I ran away.
She spent hours Wednesday testifying on the alleged assault, which Trump denies. She told the jury she didn't picture anything about what was about to happen when the pair were shopping in the New York Bergdorf Goodman. Through tears, she said the open dressing room door they entered plagued me for years because I just walked into it, walked in. She told the jury Trump shoved her against the wall, and then the assault began. I always think of why I walked in there to get myself in that situation, but I'm proud to say I did get out. I got my knee up and pushed him back. She's now suing Trump for unspecified monetary damages and to get him to retract this October 2022 social media post, reading in part, I don't know this woman. This woman is not my type. But in 2019, Trump acknowledged this photo from the 1980s, showing the two chatting.
I have absolutely no idea who she is. There's some picture where we're shaking hands. It looks like at some kind of event.
Trump, who isn't expected to appear at the trial unless called to testify, posted Wednesday calling the case a, quote, made-up scam. The judge in this case reacting strongly to Trump's public statement, telling his lawyer that it opens up the client to a, quote, potential liability.
Here's your question for the day, everybody. Hi. Happy Thursday. Here's your question for the day. It seems to me when Donald Trump is found to have raped E. Jean Carroll by a jury in New York, is that going to be a plus or a minus for MAGA? You see, the fact, I was talking to Brett about this. I asked him the same question. I just came out of my little hovel here, my little studio, my little hole, you know, stick my head out of the cave every once in a blue moon to ask a question about a topic that is, you know, on my mind. And I said to Brett today, Brett, when Donald Trump is found, you know, to have raped E. Jean Carroll by a jury in New York, will that be a plus or a minus? And he said to me, the fact that that is a question to which I don't have an answer is in it of itself the most disgusting, illustrative thing about where we are today in America. And he is correct. I mean, this is just, it's an open question. Would the maggots who are misogynists and incels who despise and hate women, who don't care about any freedom at all except the Second Amendment one they think they have, who their fantasy about America looks something like, let me just have my gun. I don't care if I have free speech. I have nothing to say anyway. I don't care about, you know, women having their freedom. I certainly don't care about transgender rights. I certainly don't care about the happiness or the health of LGBT people. I certainly don't give a damn about immigrants or brown people. And black lives do not matter. White lives matter. So therefore, I don't give a damn about civil liberties. I don't give a damn about freedom of speech. I don't care about freedom, you know, even privacy rights. I don't care about any of it. And I don't care if I ever get to vote again. You know, I just want a gun so that I can, like Herschel Walker, hold it to my ex-wife's head if she pisses me off or if I'm in the mood. That's all I want, just a gun to control the people in my life. That's what I want out of this American experiment. And there are about 25% of Americans that feel this way. Yes, it's an ever-decreasing sliver of slime, but the slime is there. And as we know, the idea that we're going to be able to access ballots or we're going to be able to, you know, figure out who's counting the ballots is really a gamble. It's really up in the air at this point. I'm telling you, this Moore v. Harper case is, I'm literally having nightmares about it. I'm literally dreaming about going to vote and there is no ballot. I mean, these are like, you know, stress dreams, obviously. It's like the one that I had when I was a DJ where the record's running out and I can't find another one. You know, it's a stress dream having to do with your work, with your chosen enterprise, right? And in my case, it has to do with politics. And I keep having this dream that I go to vote and there's no ballot. There's no ballot. There's no machine. There's no snack tray, which is how we vote in Florida on snack trays. Don't ask me why. But because of this looming impossibility that the Republican Party is facing with regard to popularity or policies that work for the American people, why, you know, in the dark of night, in the dead of night, in the middle of the night, in a smoke-filled back room, Kevin McCarthy, you know, managed to pull his speakership out of the jaws of defeat yet again by caving into the demands of the maggots, of the old Tea Party crowd who are now the maggot crowd, the Freedom Caucus that doesn't believe in freedom, right? And they wanted, you know, like I said yesterday, they wanted stricter, longer work hours as a requirement for 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64-year-olds living in rural America who probably haven't had a decent paying job in 20 years. They want them to work harder at some damn thing, some damn place, doing something in order to get food stamps. They want people who get Medicaid to go work for a living when it's clear that if you make more than $26,000 a year, you don't qualify for Medicaid. And Kevin McCarthy gave them everything they wanted in this, you know, pure political theater effort known as the debt ceiling agreement or whatever the hell they're calling it, right? And it has no prayer in the Senate. I mean, it's going absolutely nowhere. And if it did, let's just say, if somehow, I don't know, Dianne Feinstein was contagious and there were, that's a whole other thing, and there were a majority of Republicans in the Senate to vote for this crap, the president of the United States is still Joe Biden and he would veto it. So there is no chance. There's no chance, Sally. There's no chance, right? At all, that this thing is going to be attached to a non-negotiable like defaulting on our debt. There's just no chance. But still, they stayed up all night and, you know, plotting and planning and scheming and demanding things from Kevin McCarthy in order to get Kevin McCarthy to prove his loyalty to this psycho maggot crowd. And then Kevin McCarthy came out and said, okay, we put our plan on the table. You know, the debt ceiling has been raised 78 times, okay? The majority of those times were under Republican presidents. The last three times were under Donald Trump, okay? We went over the ratio of debt to party, right? Joe Biden has contributed almost nothing to this current debt, right? Donald Trump contributed 25% of the total debt today during his one-term presidency, okay? So, and now they don't want to acknowledge and pay off that debt like, you know, Americans always have. They want to turn us into some deadbeat nation in exchange for work requirements for, you know, rural Americans who need SNAP benefits because they can't find a job or because they're old. I don't even understand it. I don't. But he gave his little victory lap last night. And the question is, if they win, what will they have won? Nothing. They will have defaulted the United States of America. You know? Do you know what that looks like? So let's see, the pressure of describing it, the pressure of, oh, the Great Depression. That's what it would look like. Hyperinflation, loss of jobs, and the stock market crash.